we are celebrating the manifestations, not to be afraid to go to the Father. And what I'm going to share with you tonight is especially true. I'm going to start off by a story about my younger days. Like I've mentioned before, my obedience at times was up and down, but never very serious because I loved my mom. We lived in a single parent home, the five of us, three boys and two girls, and my mom was just wonderful, wonderful. So when I was living at home with my brothers and sisters, I, for about 1 week, was ignoring my mother's curfew. She had a curfew. She let us go out and have fun. She knew that she had to give us a little bit of rope, but at the same time, the obedience was important to her. Mom was a wonderful mother to all of us. So I would sneak out of the house after I saw her turn in for the evening. I would stay out with some friends a few hours after Mom's curfew. The whole time, one of my brothers knew of my escapades. Well, shortly before I started to stay out late, our dishwasher broke. What a joy it was to have that thing working. But my mother's logic was, I have three strong and capable sons who are going to take turns washing dishes. Frown. Now, the brother who saw what I was doing after the fact that the dishwasher broke when I was staying out late, decided he would get me to also take his turn doing the dishes. And if I wouldn't agree to that, then Mom would be informed of my escapades, and I couldn't have that. So after the second time I did dishes for my brother, my mom stepped in and said, just so that you, meaning me, Al, know I knew what you were up to all along. As a matter of fact, my mom's exact words to me were, how long did you think you were getting away with this? What could I say? I just wanted to see, she says to me, I just wanted to see when you would ask me to forgive you for going behind my back. And so face to face with Mom, I simply told her I was sorry for letting her down. And you know what she said with a smile on her face? I still love you, and I know you were a good son. So let's forget about all this, and then we hugged. Brought tears to my eyes, but that's my mom. What I would like to share with you all tonight reminded me of this part of my life. This story, the author is untitled, is called The Duck and the Devil. This story involves a little blackmail by a little girl or sister to a little boy. But you know, even as adults, it's human nature to try and justify in our own minds we really didn't do anything wrong. First, the only justifying was taken care of by Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Period. And yes, asking for forgiveness is having a humble heart. So now, the story of the duck and the devil. There was a little boy visiting his grandparents on their farm. He was given a slingshot to play with out in the woods. He practiced in the woods, but he could never hit the target. Getting a little discouraged, he headed back for dinner. And as he was walking back, he saw Grandma's pet duck. Just out of impulse, he let the slingshot fly, hit the duck square in the head, and killed it. He was shocked and grieved. In a panic, he hid his dead body, the duck, in the woodpile, only to see his sister watching. Sally had seen it all, but she said nothing. After lunch the next day, Grandma said, Sally, let's wash dishes. But Sally said, Grandma, Johnny told me he wanted to help in the kitchen. Then she whispered to him, remember the duck. So Johnny did the dishes. Later that day, Grandpa asked if the children wanted to go fishing. And Grandma said, I'm sorry, but I need Sally to help me make supper. Sally just smiled and said, well, that's all right, because Johnny told me he wanted to help. She whispered again, remember the duck. So Sally went fishing, and Johnny stayed to help. After several days of Johnny doing both his chores and Sally's, he finally couldn't stand it any longer, and I don't think I would have either. He came to Grandma and confessed that he had killed the duck. Grandma knelt down, gave him a hug, and said, "Sweetheart, I know. You see, I was standing at the window, and I saw the whole thing. But because I love you, I forgave you. I was just wondering how long you would let Sally make a slave of you." The lesson is, whatever's in your past, whatever you've done, and the devil keeps throwing it up in your face, lying, cheating, debt, fear, bad habits, hatred, anger, bitterness, so on and so forth. Whatever it is, you need to know that God was standing at the window, and he saw the whole thing. He has seen your whole life. He wants you to know that he loves you and that you are forgiven. He's just wondering, how long will you let the devil make a slave of you? The great thing about God is that when you ask for forgiveness, he not only forgives you, but he forgets. It is by God's grace and mercy that we are saved. I want to look at some verses in lieu of what we just heard. And the first one, if you'd like to go, is in Psalms chapter 139. And when you get to 139, go to verse 1, please. "O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my sitting, my down sitting, and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether." And he does, and he does. Please go to Hebrews chapter 8. And in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12. "For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more." Well, we've heard this before. If God doesn't remember or doesn't care to, why should we? It just puts knots in our stomach, and it makes, for the most part, our days miserable. Go to the Gospel of John chapter 8, please. And verse 34. This is Jesus speaking. John 8:34. "Jesus answered them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." What peace that brings, knowing what God's word says, not man's opinions or his spin on things, but what God says. Let's go to Romans chapter 6, please. And I'm going to read this particular verse out of the NLT. It does a wonderful job. Romans 6:16. "Don't you realize that you become the slave of whatever you choose to obey? You can be a slave to sin, which leads to death, or you can choose to obey God, which leads to righteous living." And that's what we want. That's what we want. We know who we serve and who we belong to. Let's try Galatians chapter 5. Verse 1. "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and boy, has he made us free. All the things that, like I like to say, he endured, obeying his Father all the way to the cross, so that we can have this liberty. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. We heard a wonderful sharing by Bob Linfield about yokes. Not in your age, but who you hook up to. And we do not want to be hooked up to bondage. So, yeah, we want to be hooked up to the Word of God and His love. Go to 1 John chapter 1, and we're going to start in verse 9. 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin, not just the bad ones, or not just the ones that aren't that bad, but all sins. If we say that we have no sin, just like people try to justify it in the real world here, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sin, He, God, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from, again, all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, I want to thank You for how You forgive us, even when we find it hard to forgive ourselves. I thank You for each person who's listening, that they can know this truth about You. And it's just an example of how great Your love is for us. We like to bring in self-condemnation many times when we need to just let it go, Father, as You have, and forget about it and move on. And Father, I ask that each and every one of us can share this with people who are hung up with this situation, to know, Father, that You hear our prayers, that You hear when we ask for forgiveness, and that You forgive us, especially knowing how it was made available to us through Jesus Christ and what He has done. So I just pray right now for a wonderful rest of the evening for everyone and a super day tomorrow in Jesus Christ's name.